So we're holding here a chaf, I guess, for better or for worse. Omar Seichel. Min akdoma shekdamnu. Yitzelon is sherish galus bainalam. As you said before, that a person in this world is here in order to fulfill, in order to be mashlim himself. That's the tachlis of the person, the bria. That the person be mashlim himself. So he says, well, let me ask you a question. Ki ata tzoch das mao chisorin, uma toldosov, uma tikuna shetashalom ba bria. Veizet erchos atikuna zemein toldosov. So you're telling me that a person reaches shleimus by fulfilling chisorin. Identify the chisorin in the person. Now, I want to add an akuda, which I guess it straddles what we said last time, but it's important to be madgish over here as well. When we want to give a very generic answer as to what's a person's tachlis in this world, so the answer is going to be the tachlis of a person in this world is to do a lot of mitzvahs and gain a lot of credit and get a lot of schar. He uses different language. He says a chisorin that is being mashlim. They used to say that the difference in Eretz Yisrael in America is in your living life there financially. In America, the closer your balance in the bank gets to zero, the more sad you are. In Eretz Yisrael, the happier you are, because Eretz Yisrael is usually going from the bottom upwards. So there's a difference where I see the people who live in Eretz Yisrael have a special feeling for that description. The horse is the same thing. What's the difference if I tell you that the reason that you're here in this world to eat matzah so that you get more schar for doing good deeds, or you're here in this world to fulfill a chisorin that is the lack of the matzah that you haven't eaten? I mean, are we playing with words or not? L'mayin afkamina. And the answer is, and it goes back to what I said before, that there's a big difference. When I perceive something as extra, it never integrates with me. So if someone tells me, would you like something for free? Well, I couldn't resist something for free. So if a guy tells me he has a car, can he give it for free? I say, yeah, park it in my backyard someplace and I'll see what I can do with it. Since I never needed it, it didn't really click into my possessions. If I need a car, I don't have a car, and someone gives it to me, that car becomes, these are my basic needs, part of my basic, and it becomes part of myself. If I look at Torah and mitzvahs as extras, goodies kind of, extra credit, then it doesn't accomplish what he said over here, the fulfilling, it becoming part of the person. He said before that the tachlis ha'adam is to be mashlim himself in a way so that he's a self-made man. In other words, he made himself. So just like Avraham Avinu who made a bris on himself, he created his tzura. Every person when he does mitzvahs is sort of making his real tzura. He's not adding goodies and extra credit stuff. He's really creating his own tzura. And that's why it's a difference. It's significant how we label it. One. Two. It also makes a difference in terms of how do we understand what tzuras adam is? Do I look at something as being extra or this is the way it should be? I want to give an example about something which I think is very, very... it's an important perspective. Lamashal, when you talk about reading stuff, or being part of the local of the culture, so everybody knows that schmutz is bad. You know, it's ma'or, a person's yetzer. Fine, we're all that's okay. What about your generic stuff about life and so on? So let's give an example. A person sits and learns Torah. So, being faithful to your wife is the norm. A person who is Rachman al-Hassan and Noyev and lives with Eishes Ish, it's a terrible, terrible thing, and so on and so forth. That's one perspective. In the world, if you if you allow yourself to be swept along with the present day norm, so the norm is everyone has affairs. I mean, for the poor people that are even married. So, you know, like not being married is certainly the ideal, but having affairs is a normal thing, and once in a while you have this person who's incredibly loyal and hasn't, you know, he or she hasn't betrayed or whatever. So when it comes time to do an Aveira, there's a big difference if a person says, my gosh, this is the most terrible thing in the world, or, you know, I'm just not on a high madriga. If I look at the mitzvahs as fulfilling a person's basic tzura, then it has a very different impact on a person than if it's extra, extra, extra credit. So he says like this. So now we have to say, what is the chisorin? Mal tol dolso, what are the effects? And how are we metakin it? And that's why, by the way, the Kabbalist firm, when they speak about making tikkunim, it's because our understanding is the world is not right, and whatever we're doing in the world of ruchnius is to make things right. Amar neshama, av cheshevas nishetzach lovim ma'or shleimer shegilei adam kishishan vadasei b'shavas v'malachtoi shazdam afrei kol mashiskanu. Well, instead of telling me what the chesaronis are, describe to me what Olam Haba is. And once I know what Olam Haba is, I'll understand. Whatever I'm missing, I'm missing. If you ask me, in what way are you poor? Well, tell me what a normal person, what your average person has, and I'll tell you what I'm missing. Whatever we get at the end is what we're missing. So why don't you just describe it the other direction? So Seichel says, Kain Dibarto. You are, what you're saying is in principle correct. The first thing is, we don't have a really clear understanding of that shleimus. That shleimus is olam habadik. It's not something that we can just easily say, you know, put a finger on, say, missing X, Y, and Z. And therefore, we just have a general picture, vague picture of it. El shabatenos bechlal nom lafrech hasoynes bifrat. Kal kol pan kosonu eda shleimus ahu. So he says, when we have some sense of it, of what that eventual shleimus is, we will be able to see chesronos. In other words, what he's telling us like this: we will talk. Yes, I'm going to lay out for you what the shleimus looks like, but I can't go into the detail. I can go into the detail of what our chesronos are, lack of this, lack of that, like the other. But what does the tzura shleima look like? That I can't. Let's just give a sort of a mashal to give it a flavor. When a person's mind is well and his brain is functioning, there's a shleimus there. When let's say somebody who'd never, or let's take something, a computer that's up and running is up and running. Take out any screw or whatever it is, then the computer stops running. Now, if somebody were to show me a computer that's not working, and then tell me, well, describe to me what the computer would look like when it's running, and I'll figure out what's wrong with it. But right now, the only language I can speak to is about screws and wires. The tsura that will come out when the computer is working is radically different. It's when I have a bag of apples and I'm missing one apple, it's very easy to describe the shleimus and what I'm missing. It's the same thing. So I have a bag of apples, somebody took one apple out, put in another apple, now all of this goes up to here. So the shleimus and the chisorin are really the same thing, and if I describe the chisorin, I'm describing the shleimus, it's missing one apple. And if I describe the shleimus, I know what the chisorin is. In a computer, when the computers, when all the screws and wires are in place, I'm going to get a whole new picture that's really distinct. So I can give you, I can just tell you, listen, when we have the computer up and running, the computer will be able to do calculations for you and pick up email and who knows what else. Right now, what's missing is the screw in this place. But the screw that's missing is not the shleimus. And that's what he says. We don't have an inkling of what the Adam HaShalom looks like. It's when we have, we know what we're missing. When those pieces are filled in, the person gets an entirely different surah.
Quantitatively different experience.
Exactly. And that's, for instance, we read about tzaddikim, big madregas, I don't know, Ruach HaKodesh and this and that, whatever you want, all these things. Those are automatic to a person who's a shalem. So the person happens to be missing this, this, or this. He didn't say krishma, he doesn't daven kavana, he doesn't learn enough. But when a person is b'shleimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives much more. It's like it says, there's a whole new tzuras adam that comes into play when a person has doing the right things. So he says, so say something. Okay, so describe it. He says, I've got plenty of psukim and I have svara. Vehu. Sheyia ha'odom mizdabek b'kdushosa yisparach. V'nene ma'asagas kvoide b'liv shumanea mafiru makim. That the person is mizdabek HaKadosh Baruch Hu and b'nene from his covet without anything blocking it. Iboy say makro, I have a pasik, osi sanigal Hashem. Yeshus Yishorim es panecha, Soiv asmoch es panecha, V'achem keil l'rab madmoid, Aleihem v'chol pinas v'anevim v'aksubim, Gluyim v'chol amim, Dershom al Seif Hashem Kori. No, there's no lack of psukim that explain the special hanoah, tiny person of Shbaruch. U'bediver razal, Ha'oilam abo eim bo l'achilov l'ishtia v'chulo, Atzik yoshu atzaseyem v'ashem, V'nenem ziv ha'shchina. Iba yisayim esvara, Haneshama eina elechelik elakaimi mao. Hine, ein shukosai vade eloshov dabin kor lasigoi. And therefore, there's a certain axiom that everything wants to go back to its root, to what it's supposed to be. Keteva kol ola chajik li losai. Veimenu chosai eleshasigase. Let's explain some of the implications of this. The Chazon Ish holds in Shabbos that the iser of sticking an appliance into an electric outlet is boina. He based it on a tesis. Basically, any time you have something that is not in a functioning stage, and you make it function, that's boina. It's bona bekelim. It's a type of bona. So now, anytime we have something that mitzad its mitzias, it needs to be plugged in. It's really not itself if it's not plugged in. Being a person is supposed to be an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which by definition means he's plugged in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a conduit for his neshama. Is not supposed to be a battery. Operating on a battery mode is really not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be on power. It's supposed to be a person is supposed to be mechuba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like a navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through the navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives chayim, gives chiyus, and that chiyus comes through us and operates this world through us. That is the tzura of Dav Shalim. That's the way it's supposed to be. The shleimus of Adam. So we need to change the mashal. We always think of ourselves, we have an okay life. Imagine if we'd be Nena from Ziv HaShchina, that really, really must be fantastic. We tend to deherit as a Tosfos Maila. as an extra addition that's really cool. That would be really great. But that's not, it's the other way around. As long, if a person has a washing machine, if it's not plugged in, it's not really a washing machine. A washing machine is a washing machine when it's plugged in. So a person, since his tzura is meant to be mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the lack of chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chisern in the person. It's not just a tosefes maila. This is a person, and this is a person that has a dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what the person is supposed to be about. That's his mitzias. Anything else, the person is a shadow of himself, but it's not really himself. Huh? A little louder, sorry. Correct. To some degree, the dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines is that tzuras adam or not. It's the strength of the neshama boy that determines. Is the Adam, is he not Adam? That's correct.
But here's like two different things though. On the one hand, you're saying that it's not the etzim, something we can relate to, meaning that it's not just more of what we are currently, it's something completely different. On the other hand, we're saying that the neshama be'etzim has a tshuka for this and is trying to...
It's a tshuka because that's its natural position. In other words, just like a person when reaches a certain age, he has a tremendous craving to get married. Because that's be'etzem him, that's what he's supposed to be. So too, the dibuk and the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what the person really is. And that's why when you take away something from somebody that really, really needs it, it's a chisaron. Imagine somebody has, take two people. One of them could be taught to paint and enjoy the painting, and enjoy painting. And one is like a born artist. The first one, nish is nish, you know, if he won't, then it's fine. The other one, if you don't give him his crayons and his papers and that, he's frustrated because he needs to be able to do that. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ari.
But at the same time, we're saying it's not something that we really have shaykhs to. I mean, it's not adding apples. It's totally a different...
But just like when a person... Yes, but it's us. We will feel it, and it will naturally sit on us. That's the. I know somebody, Lo Aleinu, who was a brilliant, like all-American student, really, really brilliant, accomplished, athletic, like in a top school. He was in a car accident. He was in a coma for 2 years, and when he woke up. He was able to function really well, but he had gone from being top A student to a C student, kind of. And so a person who's a chatchila born with lesser capabilities, he may be envious and he would like to have greater capabilities, but here, the person lives with tremendous yisuri nefesh. It's like, I'm smart, I'm brilliant. But I'm stupid, and you know his mohus is naturally our mohus is naturally to be a chelik alakai, and when we're minutic from it, we don't feel right. Yeah, sir.
I don't know if this is a tangent, but he uses a lesson here that I find students a lot of time and ask me about and have a hard time explaining to them this chelik alakai mohus.
Yes.
Is that so? I feel like for some reason in my own chinuch, like that's something I'm supposed to bavar, like we're not really like. What are we? What's the concerns?
It sounds pantheistic.
Is it a marshal
divinity inside?
Well, divinity.
No, because it sounds weird. Like the divine is inside of us.
Right, right. What you want to say is. Like all descriptions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and things that are divine, since we're dealing with things that can't be described, we're limited. But what those words mean, Chelek Elokai Mimal, means it is of the same nature as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It is part of that world. And the Nafgemina is that all things that resonate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon resonate with us. If I say he is part of that nation, so that means, you know, he enjoys the characteristics that the nation enjoys as a whole. That's what Chelek Elokai Mimal means. He is a part of that of that entity that's called divinity, and therefore that which is divine resonates with him as well inside. So even though fasting on Yom Kippur is difficult, but there's a resonant note in a person because you know he has in himself something that is divine like. That's so I would say being chelek kai mimal, the answer is no. In other words, animals have their own thing, and malachim also are self-contained entities. They appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they admire HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not of the same. They're very different in that way. If I can say, imagine I take a child from a different nation. I try to train him with my national, Natias. And at some point I say, you know what? He's a Frenchman. It's not going to help. Chilek Elokai Mimal means he is of the circle that's called, you know, his essence, his neshama, is of that of that nature. And therefore, it's going to, it will reflect similar common characteristics. That's what it means. That's the only way to translate it, really.
What are the specific characteristics that Yid has the most?
A tshuka for toiv, the way the Torah describes it, and the fact that that will resonate with a Yid somewhere, and with some other people it won't resonate.
But so guy does not have chilek with him, well, you'd say.
No, but he can. But using the tzelem l'kim yes, he could move towards that direction. That's when he becomes a ger. But he would not have it. Yes, correct. He's not a chelik l'kai mimal. It's not. It doesn't resonate. Right. Yes. It doesn't resonate with him. Ach maya is dabkus azeh uma sagazois. What exactly to define, describe, and to sort of give a sense of that? As long as we're here, we don't know, we can't describe that. Aval, but now we at least have a way to describe what is it that we're lacking. What is it? Just like we understand that the Shleimus is this Hizdapkus, Keineda Shechesronos Hem Kol Arichuk Mizeh. We understand that Chesronos is anything that stops you from having that Tveikus. Ve'amenia Mismatzas Ben Esenu Ben Yisbashmai. And any barriers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shebavuzei Eshele Dabek Boi K'mashis Dabek Achshav Ve'amenia. Anything which is preventing that attachment is the chisaron that we're talking about. V'zeo chisaron shanetzichel mishtad lav mimenu v'liknois hashtemus hashzachano. That is the chisaron that we have, and that's the shlemus we're supposed to get. So he's defined. The shlemus is Adam functioning as part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Marshal Lost would love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzaddikim will be called with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means Tzaddikim's sense of self-identity is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody says my name, what's your name? And I answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that's what I see is my Mahus. There's no gap between that. And anything which we're doing, which is preventing that, is certainly going to be, that's the chisaron. That's how we label the chisaron.
Just one last one, going in the back.
Sure.
What's the reaction in the sense when many, many people who groom Tov, or certainly the specific Jewish permutation of Tov,
right,
doesn't seem to resonate with Klal? In fact, I would say most of our students, we try to impart something. Even Shabbos. It's a meal that really seems to grab.
You know, let's say you take somebody who's born a natural athlete. So it means his, his coordination, his reactions, and many things go into it. The same person might have been sick for a while, laying in bed for a few months, and many things doesn't work. He might have psychological blocks for certain things, but the knowledge that be'etzem he has it in him is something which tells you, if you work long enough at getting rid of the problems and rehabilitating him, you're going to get back to what it should be.
It's really a potential.
Yeah, there was an old kid joke when we were growing up. Was like a kid with has a big cast on his hand, and the doctor is poking at it and fixing it. He's putting on the cast, and the kid says, "Tell me the truth. When the cast comes off, will I be able to play violin?" Violin, and the doctor says, "Absolutely yes." He says, "That's fantastic, because I never knew how to play violin before." if the person has it within him to do right, and so a yid at some point relates to kashrus, relates to Shabbos. The fact that many yidden coming from no place are able to sort of resonate to it means that it's there. That's the faith we have, that when we carve somebody, it's like Chabad. That was the Chabad rationale. It makes no sense from a psychological PR view that somebody who believes in nothing, I should stick a little of an essig in his hand and say, "Here, do it." I mean, what? But their understanding, their belief was, there's a chelkai, and it needs to be awakened by something. And it might be a little of an essay. Just like a kid who has great musical abilities, the first time he hears something being played, he's going to try to imitate it. He's going to try to sort of make believe. It evokes a certain response. And that's what we're talking about. Yes?
The exception rather than the rule come from, is it like random? It's like a few out of the thousands we interact with. Why isn't it?
Well, when a piano is encrusted in what? Well, in cloud perspectives, we dealt with that issue, and when something's encrusted with dirt, it doesn't resonate well. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be. So people have grown up, but. The reason why we persist is because that's what we believe. It's just encrusted, and it's not, and it's
encrusted with society's
influence. Yes. Society's influence and everything and so on. And it's very hard. Look at the struggle, Yishir Ashir. It's the most powerful description of it. This is somebody that she was crazy about. She was willing to be beaten just to get to see this king that she loves. And now she's kind of, in comfort, laying down. And he knocks on the door, and he says, "Open up, I'm here." And she says, "I'm tired. It's, Peshat is Kanot Echachal B'Shena." And then a second later, she has tremendous regrets, but he's gone. What we're looking for is not how much service costed. Is there something underneath worth salvaging? And we believe, yes, that's the only thing that keeps us going. Is the belief that, yes, there's,
it's not really a question, it's can I share, but I mean,
please.
Different than Ari, I think Ari's being humble. I mean, I see the spark, the inspiration all the time, thank God, but like, to be a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs is so hard. You can awaken that, last night we had a wonderful session, and like, you can see on their faces, but like, okay, Baruch Hashem, that's a start, but it ain't easy from to go from there to.
Sure, but I don't know, all three, four of you went that route, so it
was hard. It is hard.
Correct.
No, I know.
It's not.
When
it's easy.
All the time. I'm sure you guys do too. In their eyes, and their.
Is there a place I want to see?
Yes.
Maybe I misunderstood that. I'm Marshall. Would you look at many of the mitzvahs that popped in as wires? You do this whole matter. It's a shlemus, which is this image on the screen. I think that many of the students do have that spark when they go and have some experience on the Shabbos or the show. All of a sudden, they see a little bit of the image on the screen.
Right.
But I don't. Is the Chokhmah coming out also an affinity towards
But the Pratim are much later, just like for art appreciation. So the first things I want to take you and show you some magnificent paintings. If you don't have it in you, you know, then forget it. If you keep asking where's the popcorn and the soda, then not for you. But once you've noticed it, it takes a long time to associate that with the technique that went into it and the small details and so on. I once read something that blew me away. There's a famous painting, I forgot the name of the painter, and what strikes, it's a painting of a guy fishing. He just caught a fish, like an old craggy fisherman, and there's a glint in the eye of the fisherman that they never were aimed on. How was he able to give over that glint in the eye? And today we're doing techniques of examining painting. They saw what he did was he painted an eye, then he chipped away the outermost layer of the white of the eye, and somehow that produced the effect he wanted. So that technique, that detail is something that takes a long road until you figure out why is this detail so significant. I love this beautiful painting, but all this boring stuff about this, that, the other thing, it's hard. It doesn't connect so easily. But once a person, you know, those are the details, you know.
But does he need to have a natural shikha to put all the details also?
Yes, because the details are the shleimus of the inyan. But that'll take a long time. Just like, again, a person can have a general sense of music and it'll take a long time of focused studying to appreciate the nuances also. You know, I like nice singing, but I'm not musical. I have a daughter-in-law who's incredibly musical, and there are certainly gunim that bother her because they're just not right. And it shouldn't be that way. And I said, what's the difference? It's very, very nice. And she says it's painful for her to listen to it. It's, you know, that's the way it is. It's, so if we had a very fine, if we had been able to fine tune it, those details would be very, very important. But we don't. So, okay, we're going to have to hold it here. Good. Pashtus next week should be okay. Possibly 2 weeks. We'll keep. Yeah.
Because I'm probably coming up with God willing next week in the fellowship.